Night had fallen over the small town in which our protagonists lived. A layer of fog had gathered around the ground like a swarm of ghosts, moping and swaying. No animal dared chirp or squeak in the dense silence surrounding the area. Above the fog, the stars shone brightly, like thousands of candles which threatened to flicker out at any moment, and yet they remained in the sky. Amy locked her gaze on the doorknob of the massive dark wood door as she sat on the ground against the couch, biting her nails and shaking from the cold. James and Liz regularly had late night conversations just like this, but something was off. Everything in the world was quiet and still, as if time had frozen.
Hey, what are you up to, Amelia?
Amy jumped in her skin and whipped her head around to see her mother, who was looking at her with a slightly worried expression.
Have you noticed James acting a little weird?
Amy asked.
Well, he seemed calmer than usual.
Catherine replied absent-mindedly, her gaze focused on some invisible artifact that was infinitely more interesting to her than her daughter's worries.
It's more than that, I'm worried about him.
Amy whispered, almost to herself.
Well, maybe you should relax and go to bed,
Catherine recommended.
If he's anything like your father, he's having alone time with his girlfriend.
Mom!
Amy shouted, exasperated.
Good night, Ames.
Good night, Mom.
Amy muttered. Once again, she was left alone. Her gaze wandered across the lines in the wooden door, the dents in the shiny bronze-colored doorknob, the chipped paint where the doorknob would collide with the wall if it were to open at this moment. Her eyelids drooped, and she fell asleep. Liz shot through her doorway, narrowly escaping one of her dad's hands. She had already called James, and at this hour, he would know that it meant to meet at the park. Her dad didn't chase any further than the front door. He never did. But she continued running anyway. She ran down the block, cursing herself for not slipping shoes on first, and jumped over the park gate. She knew this demonstrated the irrational thinking her parents always said that she had, but she needed someone else to tell her that. She landed in the park and composed herself before continuing. She looked around. No James. She began walking over to the shadowed area where she had left a picnic blanket. James and her picnicked right here on the Saturdays that she had off. Reluctantly, she lifted her phone and dialed James again. Nothing.
What is he doing?
Liz pondered. Her nails dug into her palm.
He never goes to bed this early on a Friday. Maybe he went to sleep early because of how he'd been feeling. Maybe he's sick.
Liz's phone started ringing, interrupting her thoughts. James's favorite song drifted out of the device and into her ears. She picked it up, ready to deliver a full-force scolding on picking up his phone when she called. But when she picked it up, a girl's voice came through.
Liz, is that you?
Amy's voice carried the same worried exhaustion that Liz was feeling.
Amy! Where's James?
I thought he was with you.
His phone would be with me if he was here.
Liz responded impatiently.
He never walked through the store. I heard his phone ring in his room, so I grabbed it. He wasn't in there either.
Amy suddenly sounded alert. Her voice shook as she spoke, and Liz could hear Amy's footsteps through the phone. Amy was pacing, a nervous habit that both the twins had.
I'm sure he went in through his window, then saw I called, so he left again but forgot his phone.
She could hear Amy sigh on the other end of the phone.
So, in that case, he's on his way to you.
Amy concluded, her voice had calmed.
Text me when he gets to you.
I will, hun. Bye, Amy.
Bye.
Amy looked through James's doorway to the window on the opposite end of his room. While it did look like he climbed through his window because of the number of random items that had been knocked over, his window happened to have a wire screen on it. His window was locked. He was also 16 feet off the ground.
Hey, wake up, imbecile.
Era shook James's shoulders. He opened his eyes and jumped up. They were in James's room. Several objects had fallen over and broken. It seems as though a tornado had run through the small space. James aggressively shook his head and looked at his phone. He had a missed call from Liz. What happened? James asked while he began typing a message as fast as he could.
The facility was under attack. Ansley said the best thing was to get you out.
How did we get here?
I grabbed you and traveled here. Humans call it teleportation.
Wait, if you can teleport, why did you stuff me in a trunk? James demanded, looking up from his phone. Era smiled and shrugged.
It was Evie's idea.
Is that why she has horns? James muttered, looking back down at his phone.
No, she has horns because—
Whatever, James interrupted. Just get me to the park. It's a block from here.
James, Okay, grab my arm.
James grabbed her arm, just as his phone rang again. Liz's face popped up on her screen. In a quick, desperate attempt to answer the phone, he dropped it, leaving it on the shag carpet as the two were whisked in a whirlwind to the park. Once they were gone, Amy opened his door to see his phone ringing on the ground. James opened his eyes. He turned out to be outside the park gate with Era. Why are we outside it?
I don't know. The park has some sort of block on it. James, I am sorry for...
James wasn't listening. He had already took off running. The moment he spotted Liz, he knew he had to get to her. The girl had her phone to her ear as she meandered across the park. James could tell from her body language that she was trying to calm someone down. He hopped the fence and bolted to her. Liz hung up, threw her phone down, and put her head in her hands. Then she saw James. She jumped to her feet and looked as though she would run towards him, but stopped when she saw Era. James continued running and tackled Liz, wrapping his arms around her in a tight embrace as they both fell into the grass. I'm here. I will always be here, he said, burying his face in her shoulder. Liz did the only thing she could think to do and reached for her phone to message Amy. When she finished, she set her phone down and looked straight ahead. James looked up at her and saw her eyes looking straight at Era. Era, leave us for a second.
Of course.
She stammered. Then, with a flash of mint light, she vanished. Liz froze. Her eyes went wide.
James? That girl, she just vanished.
I have a lot to explain, but right now it's about you.
James, some of this requires explanation.
Liz said, slightly raising her voice. James hesitated. Era and Evelyn, well... James stopped. If they were watching him, they probably wouldn't want him telling people stuff.
What, James?
They played a prank on me. I was pretty annoyed.
You just left me with more questions. The girl just disappeared.
Don't worry. I'm in the same boat. I have no clue what she is, James said, then changing the subject. How'd it go?
What?
You called and wanted to meet? How'd talking with your mother go? Liz, after much hesitation, told James about the fight with her mom. James, the whole time pretending like he didn't watch it in perfect slow motion in HD on a massive television screen.
She didn't take it well. She says, Dad is family and we can move past it,
Liz said.
She says I am acting ridiculous and Dad chased me out of the house.
You aren't ridiculous, James said quietly. Has she seen what he did to your shoulder? Your legs? Your neck? Liz teared up as she laid a hand on her shoulder.
I didn't want her to know.
Come here, James whispered and wrapped his arms around her. Liz leaned into him. Her breathing came out uneven and shaky, but she seemed to be trying to calm herself down.
I hate crying,
Liz said steadily. No one but James had ever seen her cry. She held it back so well that the only indication that she was crying was a slight shake to her shoulders. Shh, I know, it's okay. We'll get through this, James whispered soothingly. We will get through this. This will all be worth it. Liz took a shaky breath and pulled away from James's tight embrace.
I want to go home,
she muttered.
I will just apologize and we can ignore the fact that this ever happened.
I'll take you home, but I don't think this is something you should just forget, James said. Liz looked away. James could tell she wouldn't take his advice. They walked to Liz's house in complete silence. James's eyes wandered along the sky, searching for holes in the fog. When they got to Liz's house, James hid nearby as Liz spoke to her mom. They hugged, and Liz shot a smile in his direction and went inside. Neither of them knew it at the time, but this would be the last time that he would see her for a while. James walked home alone. Era was nowhere to be found, not to mention Evie and Ensley. Though Liz's problem had reached a solution, something tugged at his mind, and no matter how hard he shook it, it clung tight. His footsteps were loud compared to his dead silent surroundings. When he arrived at his house, he opened the door quietly so his mom didn't hear, but in a way that Amy would see him. Amy, the moment she saw James, ran over. Her face was a mixture of frustrated and relieved.
I got worried,
Amy said quietly. Liz said you were. I'm sorry for scaring you.
Hey, you weren't...
Amy trailed off as a thought occurred to her.
James, where were you?
James hesitated as he tried to come up with something believable.
Were you with another girl?
What? James's eyes went wide. How would he talk his way out of this? The truth? Maybe. James put his hand on Amy's shoulder and looked her dead in the eyes. Amy, listen to me. I wouldn't cheat on Liz. Ever. James, for what felt like the first time in his life, let anger seep into his voice while talking to Amy. I hope to be able to explain what happened soon, but for now, you have to believe me.
I believe you,
Amy said quietly. She handed James his phone.
But if you ever do that again, Liz and I will kill you.
That's fair, James said simply. Now come on, let's get to bed. Liz opened the door of her room, letting the orange light from the kitchen fall onto her shag carpet. The moment she had walked through the front door, her mother retreated into her room. She could hear her parents quietly conversing, whether or not it was concerning Liz's actions, she didn't know. Liz took a step and fell face first onto her bed, the cold comforter already tugging at her, preparing her for sleep. She pulled the comforter up around her without even taking her jacket off. Arguments with her parents always ended this way. Dad wins, Liz pours it on James and feels guilty. Then everyone wakes up the next morning and tries to forget the incident ever happened. Liz rolled onto her side and looked down at her palms where four red marks spread across them where she clenched her fist from stress. Liz sighed and looked up at her ceiling. That's when she saw a shadow move. She felt the pressure first. The pressure of what could have been a bowling ball colliding with her skull. Then she felt the pain, an aching, mind-numbing, gut-twisting pain. Liz blinked and opened her eyes wide in an attempt to stay awake, but gradually her breathing slowed and the darkness overtook her vision as a shadow loomed over her. Blood dripped down her head, staining her gray bedsheets.